Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The name is Schaefer. John Schaefer. Awesome. All these years hosting Soundcheck, I never got a chance to do that. All right. This month marks the 50th anniversary of the first James Bond film, the 1962 classic Dr. No, starring Sean Connery. The super spy, created by novelist Ian Fleming, is being celebrated with a DVD box set, a documentary, and a film festival at the Museum of Modern Art. But even more important, there's a new Bond movie. It's called Skyfall, and it comes out on November 9th. And that means a new James Bond song. This time around, it's by Adele. And we've asked Kurt Anderson to take a listen to it. Kurt is host of WNYC's Studio 360 and the author of True Believers, a novel in which James Bond plays a key role. Hey, Kurt.
Hi.
So James Bond figures pretty prominently.
Very prominently.
In the novel.
Yeah.
Was he important to you?
He wasn't important to me. He's important to my characters.
Yeah.
That's why it's fiction. But no, they're a little older than I am. They're about 6 years older than I. And so they were young adolescents, just as the moment that the novels were reaching their peak and that the first movie that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of, Dr. No, came out. So at that Cold War moment when they were just frenzied with adolescent fantasy, it was huge for them.
So did you have to do a lot of Bond-related research?
I did do a lot of Bond-related research. I read a half a dozen Ian Fleming novels for the first time. I rewatched a bunch of the movies and just, yeah, immersed myself in Bondiana for a couple of years.
So what do you make of the new Adele song, Skyfall?
I think it's really good. I think it's the best one probably in decades, since the 80s and 70s. It's also returning, as they sometimes do, to a British vocalist. In the first years, it was Shirley Bassey and Lulu and Tom Jones and all these Brits, and so that's good. It also it has that combination of lushness and loushness and that a good James Bond song needs.
And it has a great James Bond style opening.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst.
So that is the opening of Skyfall, Adele's new song to the James Bond movie of the same name. It's Kurt Anderson, as you were saying, a sort of a return to kind of classic Bond sounds. The audible reverb around her voice, very much echoing, pun intended, the sounds of Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, and I think she actually maybe samples a bit of the John Barry original song, one of the original Bond themes at the beginning. No, and it takes it seriously. It's not any some kind of pastiche or anything. It really is trying to be a Bond song. And I think, it kind of goes with the Daniel Craig Bond movies in being what is, to my mind, a real reinvigoration of the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about a franchise that's approaching its 24th film.
Yes.
So, there has been a kind of sagging middle.
there was a sagging middle. The Bond songs of at the beginning, of course, are memorable. All the Shirley Bassey songs, Goldfinger is fantastic. And then they started getting Oscar nominated for the one that Paul McCartney did, which I love, actually. The Carol Bear Sager one that Carly Simon sang. And then there was a kind of drop off into the ahas and Duran Durans of the world.
Maybe we can hear a little bit of some of the ahas and Duran Durans of the world. You like the Paul McCartney.
I do, very much.
Right, from 73. And then as you head through the 80s, you have Duran Duran with View to a Kill, Aha with The Living Daylights, and then much closer to our time, Alicia Keys and Jack White and Another Way to Die. Here's a little bit of each.
Say, live and let die.
So that sounds like a Jack White song. It doesn't necessarily sound like a James Bond song.
When it was Jack White, that'll be interesting. Not so much. It's a little bit like casting the James Bond actor himself. I mean, some of them, no. Some of them, like Sean Connery, like Daniel Craig, perfect.
Mm-hmm. So that little mixtape that we just heard, four clips going in chronological order, would you say as you go from Paul McCartney to Duran Duran to Aha to Alicia Keys, Jack White, that they're sort of getting further and further from the classic James Bond sound?
A little bit. And so the Jack White one is, and it's lyrically very kind of spot on, maybe too spot on. And there was, it seemed to me as though they were trying a little bit too hard to say, I understand I am doing this homage to a great old concept and character and franchise without just embodying it, as I think this Adele song does.
Well, and Adele wrote the song with her producer, Paul Epworth, with whom she's worked very successfully in the past. And they actually, you know, make no bones about what they're doing. There's a quote from the original James Bond theme about halfway through the song, Skyfall. So Adele, Skyfall, and theirs is...
No, in the age of sampling, we can say, yes, this is a James Bond movie without having to be told, oh, yes, this is a theme from the new James Bond movie.
Although, you know, in terms of sampling, that's obviously not a sample.
No, exactly.
The orchestra.
A quote.
Right. And here again, you've got this big canvas, this big sonic canvas. The way, you know, those great old Shirley Bassey, Diamonds Are Forever, Goldfinger.
Absolutely. Unapologetically. And again, I think perhaps that's more possible today than it was 15, 20 years ago when these pop singers wanted to do just their kind of version of pop music of that moment, but call it a James Bond song, where now, at least she, they, whomever, feels free to really go back and embrace all of the arrangements of yore.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your favorite James Bond theme?
Well, the early ones, when one was just learning what James Bond was, the original John Barry, Monty Norman song, instrumental from Dr. No, I can't get enough of, and I played repeatedly as I was writing this novel. All the Shirley Bassey ones, I guess the Shirley Bassey Goldfinger one is the one that makes me want to sing along whenever I hear it.
Kurt Anderson, start singing.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin.
That is a classic, Shirley Bassey's recording of Goldfinger, notable not just for her inimitable singing, but that blaring, blatting brass section as well.
Yeah, exactly. And in the beginning, I mean, John Barry was a rock and roller, and he did half of the scores for Bond movies. And in that first one, the Dr. No theme, there's this electric guitar, which again in 1962, 63 was almost surf rocky in mm-hmm. what it was doing. And it was pretty cool.
And a sort of pivotal moment for the main character in Kurt Anderson's novel, True Believers, a novel in which the fictional character of James Bond plays a key role in the development of the people whose lives you follow in the book. Kurt Anderson is not only author of True Believers, but of course host of WNYC's Studio 360. He's been with us on Soundcheck. Kurt, nice to talk to you again.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
Where you go?